Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to cut to the chase. I told you I was going to have a guest today, and I am, but I have some things I want to share with you. Some thoughts. So I'm stealing a little time from Fred. But, you know, you get what you pay for, Fred.
Right.
So they had a network. I want you to think about that. They had a network. We're constantly complaining about the mainstream media, but there's nothing more powerful, maybe sometimes more dangerous, than the word of mouth. When you have great news to share, you tell someone. You tell a friend, you tell a family member, a neighbor, etc., somebody you work with. We know that mainstream media is in bed with the socialist Democrats. We know that many Republicans are truly in bed with the agenda of global America. They're globalists. Instead of a free and independent America, instead of being protecting what we are, a sovereign nation. The two-party system is serving a purpose. The mainstream media, which Fox is rapidly becoming a part of, but a diversion to make you think you have a choice. And in these days of our revolution, back in the day, as they say, how did the patriots come together? How did they communicate? There were underground newsletters. Did you know that? They had to, I guess it was with the bloggers of the day. They had to be cautious. We're not quite to that yet. But you have to have a choice outside of the mainstream media. And you do have a choice outside the mainstream media. I know many of you hate the idea of social media, but it truly is where many gather. There are networks of patriots there. And on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. I don't use Instagram and LinkedIn. I am on Facebook and I am on Twitter. Twitter. I do tweet. I don't tweet much, but I do tweet. I retweet more than I tweet. So you have choices. You have the bloggers writing their opinions. Those are all out there. There are alternative news outlets you can reach out to and glean from. Still, you have to sift through the rhetoric of politics and opinions. However, you have CSC Talk Radio. I had to plug it. You knew I had to. For now, you have CSC Talk Radio, and I'm still here with you. Now, I'm too small for the richly funded politicians to take me serious. Or maybe they do take me serious, and that's why they don't want on. But I've brought to you many third-party candidates. Some I support and some I don't at this time. These candidates don't have big dollars behind them. They aren't clogging up your phones all day and all evening with surveys and dirt on opponents. They are on foot. They are on foot and they're reaching out to you for your support. They're not career politicians, these guys. Fred is not a career politician. You are their network. If we're going to bring America home, we have to be the ones who do it. Are you going to continue our insanity voting? Are you going to continue to vote for, like, as if you're the battered wife syndrome? 2012 proved that the Republican majority is no more looking out for you. They're no more looking out for you than the Democrat Party, the Democrat Socialist Party. Now, Fred Ryman is here today, and he's running for senator on the Constitution Party as their candidate against Roy Blunt, and who is the incumbent and has been for many, many years. Term limits? That is we the people. We are their term limits. I cannot, in good conscience, vote for Roy Blunt. I read to you yesterday a little note I got from someone's a little disturbed with me over that. As far as I'm concerned, he's fired. As far as I'm concerned, he's fired. I've not endorsed many candidates because I know I'm an opinionated person and I have to kind of decide what I'm going to do. But I do endorse Fred Ryman for Senate of Missouri. I am endorsing him. His name is not at the top of your ballot. It's not going to be at the top. So you're going to have to scroll down and look for Fred Ryman. R-Y-M-A-N. Be Fred's Network. If you're in Missouri, be Fred's Network. If you're in another state and you have some third-party folks running, you need to be their network. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. We need to beat the system. And we can beat the system. Be America's network. Stop supporting those who are lying to you and hiding news and truth from you. Don't support their sponsors or their advertisers, and don't be one of their sponsors or advertisers. CSC Talk Radio, my success depends now on patriots holding together and being the network for liberty and truth. Today, Fred Ryman is with me, and he's in the studio. I kind of like that. He likes to look me in the eye when he's talking to you. We're going to open up the phone line, so I'm going to give that number. It's 877-895-5410. Tonight is the final, the last debate for the presidential candidate. Chris Wallace is going to be the moderator, and he's obviously a non-fan of Donald Trump. He did the interview with Hillary when she said, No, I don't think I've ever lied. No, I don't think I've ever lied. He let her get away with it. And Hillary Clinton has been absent from the sight of the American people for several days now as she preps. You know, prepping. When she preps, it's always dirty. There's always more dirt that comes out. It's a sad day. I know I've used up most of the first segment here, but it's a sad day in the USA when we have to rely on the Internet hackers to get the truth.
Oh.
Be thankful for WikiLeaks. I hate that, but we have to be thankful for them and understand they are not disputed. And they are not disputed because an investigation would prove truth and probably dig up even more corruption, if that's even possible. It is we the people who are under attack. Your liberty is nearly gone. Are you okay with that? To persevere, To preserve life, liberty, and happiness, independence, for your family and future generations of this nation, you have to be, you must be, there is no disputing that we the people must network. We the people must fight the establishment and be the network for liberty and for truth. What do you think, Fred?
Well, I just want to say I am so pleased, Beth Ann, that you had me here on, what, Radio Free America, basically?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's kind of that kind of a feeling where we're living under tyranny, and it takes operations like yours to get the word out. This is our publication, you know, our network, like the early colonies had. And I appreciate the opportunity to come on.
I'm excited to have you here. We are going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to talk a little bit about several things. He's got quite he had two pages of things to talk about. There's
it's
no
just
way.
One thing, though. Supreme Court justices, and a little bit what your letter said yesterday.
You know what I liked? Constitution. That's
yes.
What I liked, because we're going to talk a little bit about that. What are their jobs under the Constitution? Well, somebody that's with the Constitution Party ought to know, right? 877-895-5410. And Fred and Beth Ann and a network of hosts will be right back.
Thank you. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keiston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 6501.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If you were listening to my opening statement, my opening monologue, I wanted to grow up and be like Judge Jeanine. So I do those monologues now because I admire Judge Jeanine. But you are the network. We have been complaining about mainstream media. We've been complaining about everybody, about the lies we're being told. Well, you are the network, and we have to be our own network. So alternative news like me rely on you right now because we can't get the big boys. The big boys aren't going to come. I'm not calling you a small boy there, Fred. I'm not calling you that at all. But I have with me today Fred Ryman. Now, he happens to be. I know that many of you are saying, but Beth, I'm not in Missouri. I know you're not in Missouri. But you're dealing with the same things that Missouri is dealing with. You have the same kind of issues that we have. And if you don't, tell us how you got rid of your rhinos. We want to know how to get rid of the rhinos. Well, the way to do that is be your own network. So those in Missouri that are listening, if you're sick and tired of what's going on here, take a chance. What have you got to lose? Fred listened yesterday, so he heard the note.
I listened to you reading that note, and I got scolded. I have to say, you know, I have faced a lot of people that have that same attitude that,
if you vote
for that third party guy, well, you're going to cost the election for the Republicans. Can I just say for a minute, no, I am not going to cost Roy Blunt the Senate race in Missouri. Roy Blunt
cost
is
it.
Going to cost it by absolutely stabbing us in the back. And I'm sorry, what are you going to do to hold Roy Blunt accountable? Just lay down and take it? No.
No, and wait till spring, when it's a spring vote. Tell the Missourians and the other people that are listening, because they have their own rhinos, tell them about the voting record. Because we talked about that the last time you were on, how they fix it so that it looks like they voted for something one time, but then they don't let you know that when it really counted, that's when they voted against it, depending on the situation.
Just on one issue alone, on funding Planned Parenthood, and I know that a lot of Missourians are pro-life, and so if you look at Roy Blunt's website, he's going to tell you that he voted to defund Planned Parenthood 6 or 7 times. The problem is he knew every single one of those bills was going to fail. So he was free to go ahead and vote to defund Planned Parenthood on those. But on the one bill that mattered, the one bill that he knew was going to pass, the 2015 omnibus bill, he voted to fund, give federal funding for Planned Parenthood, taking money out of your pocket and mine to fund what is a horrific, barbaric, immoral practice. And even if they say, well, no, we're not going to fund that part of Planned Parenthood, that's just another act of smoke and mirrors. They are freeing up Planned Parenthood funds that they can then turn around and use for the abortion industry part of that organization. And I said it last time, if you think Planned Parenthood's a wonderful organization, that's fine. Pull money out of your pocket, give them to them. You don't have a right to pull money out of my pocket. But the letter yesterday did make one really good point. And that is not, you know, don't vote for the third party. That's the only way we're going to blow up the two-party system. And that, I'm sorry, if you keep voting two-party, you are just leading us further and further down that hole of tyranny. Yes, further and further into slavery, basically. You have to blow up that two-party system. We cannot change the Republican Party from within. Tea Partiers are trying to do that. Moral Majority tried to do that. Silent Majority tried to do that. 150 years ago, there was a Prohibition Party that tried to do that. It's never going to work. They are not going to change from within because they're funded by big business. So anyway, I'm getting off on a completely different topic.
But that's a valid point. Money talks. Yeah. They've got the money. The third parties do not have the money.
Right.
And money talks. And, you know, when we complain about the medias, that's the money. They're getting the money. Other outlets are not.
But your listener did have his... He did have his priorities straight in one way, and that is the fact that this election is so extremely important because of the confirmation of Supreme Court justices. However, even that doesn't go far enough. I'm not just wanting to confirm conservative Supreme Court justices, constitutional Supreme Court justices. I'm wanting to work with the House to impeach justices that are rewriting our Constitution right before our eyes. And I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but I do want to share one or two abuses and one or two rulings that absolutely were unconstitutional in and of themselves. South Dakota versus Dole. One of the favorite ways our federal government now is taking us over and being that tyrant that I keep talking about is through a tool called denial of funds. Do you remember the national 55 miles per hour speed limit?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. There was no such thing as the national 55 mile per hour speed limit. It was the federal government going to the states.
They coerced
saying,
each one of the states to absolutely. Put it down, and there was a carrot.
You will have a 55 mile per hour speed limit, or we will deny you funding.
Same thing with seatbelt.
Yes. And so many other things. And the most recent example, the most recent abuse of that.
Come on now, Fred. You know that that was for our own safety and good.
Yes, right. And, you know, and this most recent one, it's just a civil rights thing. It's just an equal protection under the law type thing. The Department of Education and the Department of Justice got together and told our local schools that you will allow transgender students to use the bathroom that they choose to use. In other words, our little boys and little girls are basically going to have to share bathrooms with someone of the opposite gender if they claim
That they feel that way.
Yes, exactly. And if the states, if the local school districts don't go along, then they are going to be denied federal funding. Well, now, fortunately, a U.S. district court in northern Texas temporarily put a halt to that. But the point is, it shouldn't have had to go to court. And the point is that we ought to have a Congress that will hold these bureaucrats accountable. Either heads should roll, or we should simply deny funding to the Department of Education. We should defund the Department of Education altogether, and frankly, we should have done that years ago anyway.
We should have. Well, you know,
it's not a federal...
Ronald Reagan promised us he was going to do that, and it got bigger under his administration. Now, I like Ronald Reagan, but, you know, there are some... And let me put this out there, Fred. If you get elected, if we get her done, you're going to be under so much pressure. And I want you to know that if you're in Nebraska, you're in Kansas, you're in Illinois, whatever state you're listening in, Pennsylvania, Texas, Arizona, Arkansas, wherever you are listening to me, when you elect someone that you believe is a conservative, you need to stand with them because they are going to be under such pressure. You need to understand that the evils in D.C. are very difficult. Now, it's not that maybe he'll succumb to the evil, said he won't be able to overcome their evil acts. But you got to keep doing what's right. You've got to keep voting the right way. And you know what? You're going to have to keep the Missourians informed. But the Missourians have got to stand behind you. Because it's going to be tough. Yeah. He's going to need propped up. He's going to need prayer. He's going to need encouragement. He's going to need propped up.
I learned at a very young age that the way that you fight this kind of corruption is you expose it.
Absolutely.
You bring it to light of day. And once people know, and once people are outraged at what's going on, and for that, we need access to the media. We need a free media.
We cannot have a media that colludes. Absolutely. Biblically, that says the truth will set you free. Mm-hmm. And that is absolutely, my old boss said, first it's going to make you angry. He used another term. But it will set you free because you can't act correctly. You can't do the right thing if you don't know the truth. You're going on falsehoods and assumptions. The mainstream media is not, they're not talking about WikiLeaks. Not at all. Because they're not going to ruin anything for their candidate. So all they're doing is talking the dirt. You know, sex sells. So they're not going to talk about the corruption. They're not going to talk about what's been taking place with the violence that has been, paid for violence, paid for protesters to incite trouble, to instigate trouble. And we need a network. We've got to have a network. And Fred needs you to be his network. Even if you're in Nebraska, you ain't got family in Missouri, give them a call. Say, hey, are you listening to CSC Talk Radio? They got a man on. It's running against Roy Blunt. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Martha? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are your network. We are your network. We need your support. We need your help. And we need your lip service. We need you to be the network. I have with me today Fred Ryman. He's running for Senate here in the state of Missouri. He's running on the Constitution Party as their candidate. And we've been talking a little bit about the Constitution, a little bit about some of the things that they do to fool you. So if you go and you go to Roy Blunt's website, you're going to think, man, he's a good guy. Look how many times he voted to defund Planned Parenthood. But when it counted, he didn't do it. And when it counted for Obamacare, he didn't do it. And this is all done intentionally. It's deceptive. These people, and he's a wealthy man. They're not supposed to be in D.C. to get rich. They're supposed to be in D.C. to represent you, take care of business, and go home. That's what they're there for. And I have with me today Fred Ryman, as you know, and he's running for Senate here in the state of Missouri. I'm going to give the mic back to him. I'm going to let him talk a little bit about some of these things he had. He said, well, you mentioned the preamble. So, well, let's go back to the preamble. I mentioned a little bit about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and I always like to stick property and prosperity on the end of that because originally they were going to make it one of those property because it is about property. And most of my listeners have property. They're either farmers, ranchers, or they have property.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk basically about two things. One thing is another one of those deceptions about our Constitution that the left uses is in the preamble. It talks about providing for the common defense, promote the general welfare. And so to a liberal, that means that the federal government can do basically anything it wants as long as it's promoting the general welfare. No. The preamble is setting forth goals, and it's saying that these are the things that we want to accomplish, and in order to attain to these things, we have established this Constitution for the United States of America. But what is Congress actually allowed to do in pursuit of those goals? Those powers are enumerated and limited in Article 1 of our Constitution, and those are the only things that Congress can do in that pursuit. But I also threw something else out there that I think I need to address, and that is I was talking about Supreme Court justices needing to not only get confirmed, but in some cases needing to get impeached if they are creating law from the bench, if they are themselves going against the Constitution. And one of the greatest examples that I can give you of that, the Fifth Amendment says this: no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And that whole taking of private property for public use, that comes under the title of eminent domain. Well, there was an eminent domain case called Kehoe versus the City of New London, in which the Supreme Court basically said that private property could be taken away from one individual and given to another individual simply because that second individual had a plan, had a development plan, had a project in mind. And so that property was taken away from Kehoe and given to the City of New London, not because they were going to use it for a public building or something, but because somebody had a development plan. The Supreme Court ruled that this new plan would increase the tax base, and therefore it was for the public's benefit. Well, do you see what they did there? They absolutely just rewrote the Constitution from private property being taken for public use to private property being taken for public benefit because the project would increase the tax base. Now, I want to talk to every farmer out there. And maybe your farm has been in your family for generations. But the Supreme Court ruled in Kehoe versus New London that your private farm could be taken away from your family and given to another individual simply because they had a plan for a housing development, for an apartment complex, for a shopping center, for anything, because almost anything is going to increase the tax base over the value of farmland, right? So basically what the Supreme Court did with this one outrageous ruling is absolutely destroy the American farm. It just hasn't happened yet. Every one of those justices that ruled in favor of the City of New London should have been impeached immediately for rewriting the Constitution.
I have a quote that I share quite often on the air. CSC Talk Radio is probably the only talk show host nationally syndicated, even though I'm small potatoes in the big pond. I'm a little bitty fish. I don't guess you throw potatoes in the pond. I'm a little bitty fish in the big pond. But I'm all about private property. And I have this book that was given to me. My husband actually gave it to me for Christmas several years ago. And this is a quote from Sir William Blackstone. In fact, I think when I gave this quote at the Constitution Party convention, the Missouri Constitution Party convention down there in Branson several weeks back. Chris Ann Hall said this was actually, the quote was from Sir William Blackstone Jr. But this is how important our founding fathers held private property. So great, moreover, is the regard for the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for, I love this phrase because I thought they talked like that back then. Not even for the general good of the whole community. What does that say about the establishment of this nation, the heart of these founding fathers, and private property?
Well, we have to protect the rights of the individual, for one, over the rights of the entire community. And that's part of what this nation was founded on, is protecting you, protecting me from the masses, if you will.
You are also, and this is another topic, but as we see the dirt getting slung, thrown around, and we see what happens in our own communities and in our own families many, many times, we were established as, with the rule of law, you're innocent until proven guilty. And the media has you guilty, and you've got to prove yourself innocent. That's the way we're running this nation now. We are completely... I've got a couple of listeners that love it. This was a book. Maybe you read it to your children, too. It's a Berenstain Bears book. Inside, outside, upside down. We are completely the opposite of what we should be in this nation right now. Because of this socialistic agenda and the government incorporated... believing that everything is theirs. So we the people have become, what do they call it, serfs on our own property.
Yeah.
You pay a tax or you're done. We'll take it. You know what? You didn't build it by yourself. And when you die, Hillary Clinton wants 65% of that to go to the government. So your family doesn't deserve anything for your hard work. Not your, that'll include your property. 65%. You cannot pass it down to your family. Oh, you know, they're lawyers, so they make loopholes, but you didn't build it yourself. You want to bet? You want to bet? We can get rid of them and do without them. We can't get rid of we the people. Okay, he's got a smirk on his face, and we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Fred Ryman, Beth Ann. We the People's Network. We'll be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is the final segment of today's show. I've had with me a third-party man.
Uh-oh.
I do not consider it throwing your vote away. I think anyway, any time you vote, your faith, your beliefs, the way you feel, the way you think, you're not throwing it away. That's what the vote's all about, is your expression. But when you support mainstream media, when you support parties that are dealing with funding voter fraud, then that's when you're, what do they say, kicking yourself in the foot or stepping on your own foot. Mm-hmm. We've got to stop doing that. We got to stand up. We are a republic, a constitutional republic. And we have to start standing on that and stop relying on the liars. And start relying on people that are trying to do the right thing to turn it around. You know, Fred doesn't do the right thing. We'll vote for him next time. But let's get him in there. Let's give him a chance. He's running for Senate here in the state of Missouri against Roy Blunt and that other guy. I don't even like to mention their names. You know, that other guy. Roy Blunt and that other guy. And I think you should give him a chance. He's following the Constitution, and they're not. You don't even hear them mention it, except when they're pleading the Fifth. Then they're all about it. But you don't hear them mention the Constitution, but very seldom.
Beth Ann, we're talking to a lot of people that have voted for the two parties all their life. And so maybe we should just be asking, how's that working out for you? I mean, really? there are those that are upset with me, maybe with you, for not supporting Blunt because they don't want the Democrat to win. Well, okay, just another example of Blunt stabbing us in the back. He voted for another $500 billion in deficit spending for 2016 alone. Our national debt is right at $20 trillion now. And we don't need, and this is where I'm going to differ with some people, we don't need a balanced budget. We need to start paying down debt. We need to go even beyond a balanced budget. And do you visualize Washington, D.C. ever doing that?
No. I'm going to hand you the Charlie Reese article. Let me get that printed before you walk out of this office here in a little bit. But Charlie Reese talks about how these Republicans and the Democrats, and he says it's the 545 versus the 300 million. So they campaign. They create a crisis. They create a problem, like the debt. You know, Obama campaigned against that debt. This is ridiculous to have a $9 trillion debt, and now where we're at, 20.
Right.
How can he continue to blame it on Bush? And I'm not defending Bush. $9 trillion was stupid. We need to quit doing this. And, of course, when we have Melody Cedarstrom on, my sponsor, they know the fiat money. They have to keep us in debt. It's an IOU. Our money has no worth. It has no backing. We're dealing with so many problems. But these elected and the Supreme Court, they tell you they want to fix the debt. They tell you they want to do this. You elect them and nothing gets done. Supposedly the Republican and the Democrat Party, supposedly, originally, one day, sometime, not in my lifetime, I don't believe, I've about to given up on that belief, they actually had common goals, just different ways to get to the goal. Well, I think they have a common goal now, but it isn't constitutional republic. It's not liberty. It's not freedom. It's socialism. It's globalism. It's corporatism.
Right. It is a common goal. And I just want to say two or three things, because I know this is the last segment, and this will probably be the last time I get to be on with you before the general election. So let me give some direction to people, because I hate talk radio that stirs you up but doesn't give you any direction. I need your voice. I need the voice of those that are listening here today. And I know that maybe you want to do a little more research on your own. So let me give you two or three things. And if you don't catch them all, go back and listen to the podcast, CSC Radio.
And give them your website.
That's what I'm going to do. My website, pretty easy to remember, voteforfred.org. And it's all spelled out, voteforfred.org. And go to the website and see, you know, the kinds of things that I am proposing. You can do a YouTube search for the Constitutional Candidates Corner. I'm on YouTube a little bit. Not a great presence there, but some. You can go to C-SPAN's website and do a search for the Missouri Senate debate, which I got to stand toe-to-toe with the other four candidates, and I think for a working guy, I did okay. I was standing right next to Roy Blunt and laid into him a little bit right there. But anyway, C-SPAN had good coverage of that. So go to their site. And
if you send me those links, I will try and put them on the Facebook page.
Sure.
And send them out as well.
Sure. And I want to encourage people to, again, send their friends to CSC Radio and listen to the podcasts where I've been on and
okay.
See
CSC
if we
talk
can.
Radio.
CSC
Talk Radio. CSC Talk Radio. I'm not going to get there. CSC Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. A Google search still got me there, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that means I'm getting out there. That's good.
That's good. Right?
Yeah. And I hope you can Google Beth Ann one of these days and get there.
Yeah. There you go. But we've got to get this country back under control, and we're never, ever going to do it as long as people keep voting for the lesser of two evils. I loved my dad. But he did that all the time. He said, you know, I don't really care for either one of these guys, but I guess I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. But when you vote for the lesser of two evils, you are voting for
evil.
And when you vote for evil, you're going to end up with exactly what we've got. We've got huge problems in this country, not only a huge national debt that we have all become debt slaves to, basically, but we've got a federal tyranny that is absolutely out of control, and neither party is ever going to do anything about it. They've proven that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Roy Blunt, you know, I don't know, I may be part of the reason he's in office. I don't remember if I voted for him 6 years ago or not. But
I don't remember if I did either. I think there was somebody else running. I'm trying to remember back that day. But
I am not going to allow anybody to betray me, to stab me in the back, and then just lay down and take it. And I don't think you should either. And that's the reason I'm on the ballot. And that's the reason that I ran under the Constitution Party, not under the Republican Party, because I wanted to be there for the whole race so that I can hold him accountable for the entire race. And let me tell you, we only need 2% of the vote to stay on the ballot in Missouri, and that is my ultimate goal. We need to get the Constitution Party 2%.
He's thinking small. He's thinking 2%. I want to win it all.
Yeah.
I want you to beat Roy Blunt.
I would love to.
And I think Missouri can get it done if they're listening. Be the network. Get out there and tell your friends, your neighbors. If you're in another state, you have relatives, you have friends in the state of Missouri, you tell them. You need to listen to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann, and she had Fred Ryman on. Constitution Party, a constitutional republic. It's up to us to be that network. It's up to you. It's up to me. Doesn't matter what state you're in. We have to stand together and bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.